Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
And this, I almost started doing the Kingdom Hearts intro.
I don't think that's ever happened before.
No. I almost do the Morphin Grid intro on Kingdom Hearts every like 8 or 9 months. Like, it gets close. This is the first time it's ever happened on here. Today, we're watching episode 505 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 9, Beneath the Surface.
It aired on April 3rd, 2004, written by Jackie Marchand, and directed by Paul Grinder.
Dope. We were just...
Jake, you can't be king of the world if you're slave to the grinder.
Is this more AC/DC?
Nope, that is...
Is that Kiss?
Skid Row.
Skid Row. Did they do 18 in Life? Is that Skid Row?
Yes, that is also Skid Row.
Okay, that's the one Skid Row song I know then.
I think that is the one most people know. Slave to the Grind, I know it from, I think from like I Love the 80s on VH1.
That would be my second guess. My first guess was going to be Tony.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Powers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you have Netflix and DVDs. And you should, because Dino Thunder, despite our gripe, we have some gripes. We've been griping a lot lately about it, but I still really enjoy it.
It's really fun to watch, and it's not really until you start to deconstruct it that the grievances start to come from beneath the surface to above.
I was talking with Shannon the other day about how I don't like Ethan, and she's like, I liked Ethan by the end of it, and I was like, okay, you're not watching it and then talking about every episode for an hour on another podcast that I don't know about, are you? She's like, no. And I'm like, maybe that's my problem with the series, is that I have to at the very least figure out ways to make jokes about it, and that usually comes in the form of, this thing is bugging me, let me talk about that. But it is enjoyable. I'm having an enjoy about it.
I would say it is enjoyful. Yeah.
Wouldn't you? Yeah.
Yeah, it has an enjoyful air about it.
So I think you should watch it on Netflix or the DVDs if you have either. We're going to go watch it in a second, but we were talking about Paul Wicked Sweet Anderson, who directed most of the Resident Evil movies. He didn't do 2 or 3, but he did all the other ones, and how he's doing Monster Hunter. And now I would love to watch his Power Rangers episode
starring Mila Jovovich.
They're married, right? So he has her number, so he knows where to find her to get her to be in a Power Rangers episode. Can you even imagine how good that would be, Josh?
I can't. Is she a ranger, or is she just like,
I don't care.
She's just a civilian who just starts shooting at the monster.
Or play entirely against type. She's just someone who needs to be saved by the Power Rangers for a second, right?
What, like, if she is the monster?
Can you imagine? That would be also extremely dope. I would like to see her as like a Rita Repulsa kind of big bad for a whole season. I think that would be very fun.
We only have her for one episode, so Rita's like, that's it, I'm sending Mila Jovovich.
Today you gotta fight Mila Jovovich. Good luck.
And it's the biggest struggle the Rangers will ever face.
For real. I would like it if, imagine if you were watching just like, and they didn't even say anything, right? Like, you're just watching it, like, we're watching like Operation Overdrive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, this episode's written by blah, 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 and directed by Paul W.S. Anderson. And then you're watching, you're like, what? And I'm like, that can't be the same guy. And then we're watching it, and then just like a civilian who's like, oh, thanks, Power Rangers, and then leaves, and that's like all she does. And it's like, is that Mila Jovovich? Was Mila Jovovich just in this one random episode of Power Rangers? I feel like that would be a nice Christmas present to me, Santa Claus. So,
It's in this one. Hopefully Paul Grinder is a pseudonym.
I'd lose my mind. I love that guy. Anyway, I guess we should go watch the episode now, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Dino Thunder power up. We're back, and we just watched Beneath the Surface.
We did.
And there were some big reveals, I think.
I think so. It's kind of the weirdest way they did the big reveal, I think.
Yeah, it was really weird. I'm kind of excited to talk about that. But
yeah.
I am. Nothing really specific happened in this episode to trigger this, but I did look ahead at the titles. And two from now is White Thunder, and that made me mad that Tommy's the Black Ranger again.
Yeah, also that's a three-parter, and that makes me mad that I was told that in Ninja that in like freaking Time Force was the last three-parter. And then there's been several since then, and Ninja Storm was chock-a-block full of multi-parters, and this is okay. It's fine. That's fine. So three-parter. I'll get over it, I guess. Anyway, MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is nothing. Wow, I'm having problems today.
Yeah, we changed our schedule back to the old schedule today, and I feel like it's throwing both of us off.
I think something's wrong there. Yeah, I like it because normally, because when we would record at 3, I would, like, do nothing until we recorded, and then be like, well, my day is basically over, because we finished recording at, like, 5, like, you know, 4:35-ish. So I'm like, yeah, we'll get it out right away, that'll be fun, and then I feel like my brain's like, I'm gonna need a week. To adjust to this. I know you do it on Thursday too, but I can't do it right now. HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's the website. That's where you can go to listen to old episodes of the show up through every other day I do this and I forget what it is. It's up through Lightspeed. Time Force is not on there yet. Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
That's probably going to start falling off soon. So you should probably take a look at that.
All right, I'll try. If I'm ever awake and not at Walmart again, I'll try my hardest.
That is
a
bummer. There's also a classic feed, like an archive feed. There's classic feeds that have up through Turbo, but then there's an archive feed that is not like in a podcatcher. You can just go to our Twitter and get it. Take the S out of the HTTPS. That is false. I haven't updated the tweet yet, but you can pop that in. It's like the 10 seasons worth of Morphin Grid episodes.
Yeah, that's everything through Wild Force.
Yeah, Wild Force. Wild Force. I was thinking about Wild Force. I shouldn't get into this. I was thinking about Wild Force the other day and how I wish it was better. Because I think about it a lot and how cool it could have been.
Yeah.
I wish it was better than it was.
But instead, it's the sing-song season.
It is the sing-song season. And then they do sing-song again in that season, but it's like not as bad, but still pretty bad. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Apple Crumble Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Stitcher and Podknife and Podbay and Podbaby and Pod Egg. We've done Pod Egg.
Pod Egg? I think that might be a real one.
That might be a real one. Pod Egg is like, it's podcasts, but it's only like the idea of a pod. It's only like pilot episodes before people figure out like what the show is, because just like it hasn't hatched yet into like chicken to pod. Then you gotta go to podchicken.com and then right. You can listen to the rest of the podcasts.
So a lot of them are just like the 3-minute non-first episodes where it's like, this is gonna be a podcast about this thing and you'll be able to find it right here.
Yeah.
And that's all of the episodes.
Yeah. So we're not on, or if we are on Pod Egg, it's our whole first episode. Where, yes, we did destroy the entire recording while we recorded it. First thing we did is destroy our third try at the first episode, I think.
And that was the first thing we did.
That was the first thing we did. So literally anytime anyone like is a guest and they like audio doesn't work or they mess it up, I'm like, don't worry about it. The first thing Josh and I did was destroy our own audio. So we're really well-versed at having to do things again. You can leave us a rating interview in any of those places. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. We really appreciate it because I use that money to eat and to pay my student loans, mostly, because they are predatory and I hate them. So, Josh, this is a Monday episode.
Uh-huh.
So, do you want to just jump in?
Yeah. What else are we going to do?
You want to just... You know, crack the surface of this pod egg?
Yes.
Did I get there? Is that anything?
I would love to crack the surface. and maybe even go underneath it.
Okay, well, we'll see. We start off.
What is that referring to?
Beneath the surface?
This is not a watery episode, so
no,
it's not that.
It's either the reveal... Like, oh, underneath the surface of this thing that we'll talk about was this other thing.
I also have another big question about this episode that I really had to like stop and like think of. I paused the episode to be like, hang on, what is going on?
Okay. Either that or it's because they go to a dig site and all the digging stuff is underneath the surface of the earth. It's only like 4 feet down. Some of it's like right on top, but that actually kind of makes sense for something they said earlier.
It's a very odd dig site.
Before we start, though, Trent is in the credits now.
Yeah, I noticed that. Maybe, and thinking the last one, because here's what happened today. I started watching Golden Boy again, and I was like, I can't believe they started 2 episodes in a row with at the end of a monster fight.
Nope.
But then the big weird dice monster showed up, and I was like, oh, this is the same one. Hang on, let me go back.
Oh, this is the other one.
But yeah, it was at least starting with that episode, because he was in the credits of that one.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't notice last time. But yeah, this time I was like, okay, Trent's here. So I wonder what's going to happen to him.
Which, I mean, that means we're going to get a third version of the opening credits at least. Because right now it has the four current Rangers like morphing in it.
I wonder if this is, and I don't know for sure, but I have to imagine that like digital filming or at least digital like editing technology is more common at this point. Because it used to be, like in the 90s, you shot on film, you edited the film, like that was how you had to do things. So like if you wanted to change the credits, you had to like re-splice a whole bunch of stuff and it was awful. So nobody ever did it. They like you got new credits once a year and that was it. But if it's digital, you can just like boop boop take a thing,
you just
drop
move it.
Yeah, just move it, and then, like, boom, now you can add a whole new thing, and you just export it, and that probably took, like, 12 hours to do, but that's nothing right. compared to the 25 hours you spent just cutting little tapes together.
Editing in the computer age is easy, is what we're saying.
Yeah, well, comparatively. it's still, there's a lot of work that goes into it, but compared to then, much easier. So we start off with Ethan, and he is gaming loudly. He's playing not Star Fox on his laptop at cyberspace, and he's so loud about it.
Yeah, he's pissing me off.
Like I said, Shannon says she ended the season liking him.
Well, because so right now,
maybe he gets better.
Right now, he has big gamer energy, and I think that is why I don't like him. It's because he's definitely like.
He's on Reddit.
He's defending Cyberpunk, I think, is what my problem is.
So he's playing this video game where he's like, yeah, take that, you space or whatever. He's shooting at people.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, level 12, finally. I love being on level 12. And he's just like whooping.
And Connor's like, hey, man. And he doesn't even get through. He's just yelling so loud, like, next level, baby. Like... And so Connor unplugs his laptop, which...
shouldn't turn it right off.
Shouldn't turn it off. It's a bad laptop you got there, Ethan, if it destroys that much power. But also, Connor's like, we're trying to do this paper. Him and Kira are trying to do their paper for government class from last time, as we'll find out in a second. And he's like, I can't concentrate when you shooting things so loud right there. Ethan has headphones around his neck.
What Ethan is doing is rude and annoying. Don't bring your big laptop to like a public cafe and be loud and obnoxious about playing video games.
You're gonna just be like, ooh, to yourself or something, right? Like,
but also, if you're working on an important school project, why did you come here?
Where else can they get apple juices on the house, Josh?
That's true. I forgot about the free sodas.
You got the free sodas. Gonna get a Baja Blast real quick.
Haley, gotta get a couple Baja Blasts.
Need to get a Baja Blast. Thank you.
Gotta knock this paper out before third period.
So, but his computer is making noises. He has headphones around his neck. He could plug that into the computer and solve at least one problem. Ethan, my man, please get better soon. Get well soon, Ethan. It's all I'm asking. So apparently they're doing their thing, and they're like, why aren't you doing your paper? He's like, because we finished it last week. Trent and I knocked it out last week while you were off playing David Beckham. And he doesn't get to say Avril Lavigne because Kira's like, I will kick your neck if you say that. He's like, I'm not going to say, I wasn't going to say anything, actually.
This is 2004, right?
Yeah.
So this is definitely, is this peak Avril?
I think this is peak Avril. Well, because, I mean, in the first episode, Cassie did call her an Avril wannabe, so.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, that makes sense. Or I'm thinking, are we more into Ashley Simpson territory before the SNL hoedown?
I think this, Ashley Simpson, I have not thought of her in a while, and I think that was the hoedown's problem. I don't know when the infamous hoedown happened. I think we are still peak Avril, because I want to say that, was it called Let It Go? Or Let Go was her debut album with Complicated and Skater
yeah,
Boy.
Yeah.
I think that was 2003 or 4. So that would be like riding high right now.
Ashley Simpson appeared as a musical guest on October 23rd, 2004. So
not yet. She is still popping off then.
Yeah.
Look up while you're there. Look up Let Go. I want to say it's got to be 2002 or 3 actually, because that would be 7th or 8th grade, and I don't remember which one of those it popped off for me.
2002. June 4th, 2002.
2002. So the end of 7th going into 8th. So that was perfect. That's perfect skater. I was a skater boy at that time, Josh.
Did you ever say, see you later, boy, to anybody?
No, but plenty of girls did to me.
I think we had similar middle school experiences.
Yeah, probably. So anyway, they talk about their paper and they're like, where is Trent anyway? And they're like, Haley gave him the day off because he's like spending time with his dad or something. Then we cut to Trent's house where Trent is not spending time with his dad. He is staring at where the portal was going, portal, where you at? Come on back, portal. And then he's having flashbacks about it.
I know it was right around here somewhere. And he's like reaching his hand out. And we go to the flashback, but then I feel like we also cut back into him like looking around trying to find it, but it's in the flashback filter.
Yeah, it definitely is confusing. I feel like they definitely left the filter on. Either they started it too early or kept it on too late, or both maybe.
Yeah.
It was a little confusing. But then Anton comes in, Anton Mercer, his dad comes in, and he's like, hey, what's going on? And Trent's like, there's a portal in here? Did you know about that?
Did you know about all like the weird stuff going on?
And he just like spills all of it. And Mercer's like, I think you need to go to a doctor. Call the doctor right now.
He's like, first of all, anything going on around here is for the betterment of mankind because I'm rich and powerful and love humans.
Right, because he is a villain.
Yeah. And then he's like, also, I'm your dad, and I think you're sick.
He's like, you've been slinging too much coffee at that place or whatever. I'm going to call my doctor. He's like, I don't need a doctor.
This is what happens when you have an entry-level position, Trent.
you hallucinate, Trent. So he's like, they start having a fight, and he's like, what about what I want? He's like, I'm your dad. I don't give a shit. And he's like, shouldn't you? He's like, what about me, your dad? And I was like, when is Trent going to drop that you're not my real dad? I feel like it's coming, right?
Yeah.
His hair is too swooped to the side for him not to say that you are not my real dad.
Also, the whole time Anton is yelling at him, Trent has his back to him and is like just inquisitively looking like around the camera, but not at it. Like he's still trying to find the portal the whole time.
He's still making, and yeah, just in case the portal shows up.
It's really distracting because you can tell he's just like, you can see the thoughts in his head of like, I'm still looking for the portal. Have I looked this way yet? Is it over here? Maybe it's over in this direction.
Right.
I don't want to look in the same place for too long.
And I can't look in the middle, which is where I want to look because there's a camera there, but I cannot do that. So eventually Mercer talks him down, and then I forget what they say.
Mercer says, why don't you go swimming? We have the best pool in town and you never use it.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, I'm going to go take a dip. And so he goes... He leaves. We cut over to the bad guy base, and Zeltrak's like, Elsa, I have an idea for a monster. And she's like, of course you do, because you suck, so you only send monsters that also suck. And he's like, what? You're coming at me kind of harsh right now. And she's like, I have a plan. And he's like, yeah, what is it? And she's like, and she pulls out this egg. It looks like the raptor cycle eggs, but like it's white and green. I'm trying to figure out what it reminds me of. It is a video game for the Xbox, but I can't quite put
it's
my...
Alien. It's the Alien game.
It does look a little bit like Alien, yeah.
Maybe, I don't think that's maybe. It, though.
No, it's something. It reminds me of something. Maybe it just reminds me of Halo in general, like the idea of Halo.
Maybe the white and green just makes you think of the Xbox 360.
That might be it. It could be that. So she's like, I have a plan, and it's a dangerous one, but it'll be super dope. And then we cut to the class. I got to save it for like 1 second from now. I got my timeline confused.
Okay. Yeah, don't get too excited.
Yeah. So we got to the classroom. Tommy's there, and he's like, all right, there's only so much I can teach you in class. Time for a field trip.
The bell just rang, so it feels like this should be the end of the class, because the bell rings, and we cut in, and everyone is, like, shuffling and getting up and getting their stuff together to leave. But then Tommy's like, we're going on a field trip right now.
I think what the bell is like you know how every time they would go to like Ernie's, it'd be like burr, 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 burr,
burr. The bell's just like
the
transition
bell is just,
chime.
It's that for school. It's like the bell. So that's how you know you're at school, because of the where else is the bell going?
I feel like half the class is out the door when Tommy's like, okay, today's a field trip, but everyone was leaving already.
Maybe those ones didn't get permission slip signed. I don't know.
Oh, that could be. They have to just go sit in the detention room.
Or, like, go to the library or something. I don't know. So he's like, all right, let's go. Also, Tommy looks adorable in his dumb archaeologist, big baggy cargo khakis, like what I wore when I worked at Walmart. Get up. He's got a vest on that he's tucking little brushes into his pocket. It's adorable. He looks like a real dork.
He also has glasses on. Has he worn glasses before?
He does have. He did in the first episode. I don't know if he has since then.
Well, he has now, because he wears them this whole time, I think.
The glasses do really work for him being at school. It's like weirdly Clark Kent of him. When he has glasses on, I'm like, that could be anybody.
Yeah, well, we're going to be talking about Clark Kent in a few minutes, I think.
Okay. So he's like, all right, let's go. And before everybody else leaves, Cassidy comes up and she's like, hey, can I film this? Because I thought it would be like good for my career to like get some exciting stories about like this dig. And then Devin's like, I thought you said dirt stuff sucks. She's like, no, Devin, that was a different thing I was talking about. And he's like, yeah, probably. And then walks away, and Tommy's like, you can film, that would be cool.
It's presented like she has some kind of ulterior motive for it.
I think I know what that is, but it doesn't ever come across in the episode. The ulterior motive is, I don't want to dig, I would like to film people doing the dig.
That's it. I think you nailed it.
But I think I don't know, maybe this is just because like I'm 31 now, and like I don't know. I feel like all of this older brother energy has anamorphed into like unused dad energy that I have like stored up in me. And so like seeing Cassie be like, I'm excited, I want to be a journalist, so like I'm working hard towards my career, I'm like, yeah, good for you. I would be stoked if I was Tommy to be like, yeah, you're really passionate about being a journalist. This is pretty good. And he is pretty stoked. He's like, yeah, you can film, that would be good. And so then she leaves, and her and Devin leave. Tommy, like, gets his last brush and puts it in his pocket, and he goes to step out the door, and there's Principal Randall, who we have not seen since. That's right, episode 2.
Yeah, which still technically was episode 1, sort of.
This is my problem with her being back in this particular episode for what they do later, is that we have not seen her in 7 episodes.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to bring it up yet or not.
I mean, maybe we can save it. I wrote down what it is, and then later they just do the dang thing, and I was like, oh, okay, that's the point. All right. Because we haven't seen her in 7 episodes, so seeing her right after someone else, maybe, to be coy, like, you're like, oh, yeah, that's why they haven't had her on in the episodes for a minute.
Yeah, that's why they've been avoiding this.
Yeah.
It's there. Their writing is... on the glasses.
I would not say it is beneath the surface.
I would not.
It is very surface level. So we cut to the dig site, and Tommy finds a trilobite. He's like, this thing's 3 million years old. And
he says 300
Randall's going 300 million.
Is that right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I get, okay. Here's the thing. I was tired.
Okay.
So I was like, that can't be right, because dinosaurs are only 65 million, but that was billion, wasn't it? Was dinosaur 65 million or a billion?
65 million.
Okay.
Because the Earth is only like 14 billion years old.
That's all.
And it's only like 4 billion since like life happened on it.
Okay.
So if it was that long ago, then like, yeah, they would still be little squishy guys trying to get out of the water, I think.
I guess that's a trilobite is just like a little squishy guy.
It's just like a little squishy guy trying to get out of the water.
300 million feels like a fake number, but maybe that is right. Hang on, let me look it up. How old is trilobites?
See, that's the problem with like the big number. And that's why like one of the reasons science gets refuted so often is because people cannot grasp their heads around a number like that and what it like really means, which is also why you can never understand how rich a rich person actually is. Because it is unfathomable.
I don't want to talk about rich people. They make me so mad.
I hate them. I hate every last one.
Google says 270 million years. But so I can't. But this is confusing. I don't know if that's how long ago they existed or if that's for how long they were around.
Oh, I don't know. But if he says 300 million, then like that's a good rounding up. Because like what's the difference between 270 and 300 million, you know?
Trilobites, exclusively marine animals, first appeared at the beginning of the Cambrian period about 542 million years ago.
Okay, so
Tony's able to look... Tony?
Tony?
He's a very skilled archaeologist. Nobody knows that about our friend Tony.
That's weird. I feel like he would have applied for a job in that field at some point, and I would have heard of him. I lived with him for 4 years. I feel like that would have come up.
Well, they don't need anyone else to dig up dinosaurs right now.
I guess...
No, Tommy is so good at his job, he can look at a trilobite and tell you where on the trilobite timeline it is from.
He can tell from the legs, how big the legs are, yeah. Which generation.
I always thought that they were shells, but now maybe I'm thinking they are like a long centipede thing that curled up. I don't know.
They might just be like little, like kind of shelly, squishy guys trying to get out of the water.
That could be too.
He hands it to Principal Randall, who, by the way, is like, I'm going on the dig site with you. She's dressed like a cartoon archaeologist.
She's going on a safari.
She's dressed like she's an extra on Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, the game show. Like, she's the person who, like, presents to you the archaeology portion of it. And he's like, yeah, so here's the trilobite. She's like, wow, this is doesn't look a day over 200 million years old. And it comes off as not flirting. I think.
I didn't get it as flirting, really, but Tommy does react to it in a way that seems like he just got flirted with. So
I think it's because she's, like, really, like, harsh that it just – he's like, I'm not sure what signals I'm getting, but
– Wait, was that a joke?
Right.
I've never heard you tell a joke before.
He's like, am I in trouble? I feel like I'm in trouble now. But we cut over to Cassidy and Devin is, like, trying to, like, will a flower to – Bloom because he's shooting a time lapse video of it.
He's way too close to that to be getting a good time lapse of it.
It's
got to
be coming from the side, right? Like,
yeah.
It's, like I would hope, or else it's going to be his face for a little while behind a flower. But Cassidy's like, look at that. She's hitting on Dr. Oliver.
Doesn't she like help him up out of the hole or something?
Yeah, and then she's like trying to wipe dirt off of his face or something.
Yeah,
and. Devin's like, nah, she doesn't have the capacity to love. She's a horrible person. She can't do that. And Cassie's like, I know what I'm seeing. Get the camera.
She's like,
I'm shooting a time lapse.
She's like, love is right in front of you, and you can't even see it. And then if it was any other pair in like any other season, I would be like, oh, she's dropping hints. But I feel like this episode is like hard evidence that there is not romantic chemistry between these two characters at all.
None at all. And I kind of love that.
Yeah, I
love
that it's just like
they're just friends for some reason because they have this one very specific similar interest.
Right. Because she's a journalist and he is a cameraman. Arguably, I don't know if he really is a cameraman. He's not a good one, I don't think.
He has a camera, he is interested in camera things. But so actually, we'll see in a minute that he is also like has that like kind of journalistic like drive, because we'll see in like a minute that like he also has it. He's not just like going along with Cassidy because like there is like also something there. So anyway, Ethan finds his Zord egg and is like, hey, come over here. And Kira and Connor see it. And they're like, what is this? And he's like, I have no idea, but I just found it. And then so Kira goes over to tell Tommy, who's like in the middle of getting like accosted by Principal Randall trying to wipe dirt off his face with a dirty handkerchief.
Yeah.
Which won't work, I don't think, but
did she spit on it first? That is
probably, she might have licked it, yeah.
Yeah, and that should work then.
And Kira's like, hey, Dr. Oliver, can you come look at something for us? We think it's a Morphosaurus egg. And he's like, oh, yes. Excuse me, Principal Randall. I have to go look at this egg. And so they go over and he's like, this is definitely one of my experiments, like, for sure. Be careful with it. It's got some rock on it. It's not just the egg, but it's got some, like, rock around it because it's been stuck in the ground, I guess, for a while.
Yeah, well, if it... If it was a real fossil, it would have, like, rock buildup on it that you have to chisel away.
But it came from an island, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah. So it must have, like, really blown up.
Yeah.
Hit that ground with a lot of force.
So Tommy's like, I gotta bring this back to the lab. We gotta, you know, check it out. And then Principal Ren's like, oh, what's that? Let me look at that egg. And they're like, that's okay. It's the egg. He's like, I need to get this back to the lab. It's, like, a real find. And... if this weren't, like, a Power Rangers show and what's happening isn't going to happen, like, I would be like, shouldn't the principal be like, oh, for sure, if you found a real thing, like, that could put our school on the map and, like, get some something, you know? Like,
yeah.
But she's like, give it to me. I want to touch it. And he's like, please don't drop it. And she's like, I won't.
I'm not, so I thought she was just going to spike it
and then do the Iggy shuffle afterwards. So Tommy's like, okay, here you go. And then the Krusty's attack while she has the egg. Of all the luck. Tommy looks at the other at the Power Rangers and nods. And then they all start fighting the Krusty's while everybody else runs away. And if I were anybody in the world that lived in this universe, I'd be like, so you're the Power Rangers then?
Yeah.
Got it.
Principal Randall stays. And at the end of the fight, she's going to basically be like, where did you learn to fight like that? Are you the Power Rangers?
Connor's like, karate club.
Let's talk about the fight, though, because this is okay. A really good one, I think.
I like the fight because they use a lot of, like, the dig site to their advantage. So there's, like, multi-level fights. There's a lot of throwing Krusty's, who are, again, real people inside of suits, back first onto stiff, stiff boards.
Yeah, there's just a lot of boards, like, laying across holes. And one of them just, like, scorpions over one. It's really bad.
It looks rough. I hope that guy got paid extra that day.
And there's a lot that get, like, kicked off of the edge and Van Damme bump into I think is, like, a grave.
Well, it's their grave because they die. Yeah.
We're finding bones one way or the other on this field trip.
So this is when Devin's like, all right, I'm packing up. We got to go. And he, like, scoops his camera up and spins it around. And then Cassie, like, grabs the back of it. And he's like, what are you doing? She's like, what are you doing? This is, like, an exclusive. He's like, oh, yeah, you're right. Like, and he's, like, excited about it because he just, like, forgot for a second. And so that's what I think, like, yeah, they do both like this. Like, this is the thing they both like.
And he turns around with the camera, and there's definitely a lens cap on the front.
Yep, and that will not come up later.
It will not matter.
They get right up to that mattering, and they don't do it. Because Power Rangers... No one eats for free on Power Rangers, especially people watching the show. So there's more fighting. A lot of the fighting from Tommy is him doing this sort of, like, karate tango with Principal Randall, who's doing a lot of, like, bending backwards, trying to, like, keep her balance, and Tommy, like, grinding on her. Or I guess her grinding at Tommy, sort of.
He picks her up, and they... swing dance fight. Like, he's they like do using a
swing
her
dance fight.
He's just using her as a weapon.
Yeah.
And this is Jason David Frank. Like, you can see him doing it like, and I don't think it is Principal Randall. It's probably, like, a very small stunt woman that he can flip around like that.
I don't know. She's not very, like, big. Like, she's not, like, a tall lady. She's in heels, but she's not, like...
That's true.
You know, so it might be her, but also it probably is not, because he is literally swinging her around. Like, he's... Kurt Angle and she's Rey Mysterio and it's 2003, you know. So he fights them off. At one point, the egg gets knocked up and there's, like, a Matrix shot where she's, like, falling over, and she's only falling down, like, onto her back. She's not gonna be falling into a pit or anything.
She's gonna, like, she might land on her bum. But it's presented in the, like, make your choice, Tommy, the egg or the woman.
And he jumps and, like, grabs her and then, like, midair spins around. So he hits the ground first. And there's definitely that Matrix shot of, like, the cameras, like, waggling around, you know, like, where it freezes for a second.
Full on bullet times them as he's diving toward her. Which was crazy to me that they did that.
Yeah, because she was just going to fall over. Like, she wasn't being attacked. She didn't get thrown in the air. And, like, she just was tripping, basically. But he spins so that she lands on top of him. And it's like, ooh. And then the egg goes flying off into the pucker brush. And she's like, I'll go get it. And she, like, gets up and runs. And I want to read it as, like, Principal Randall is embarrassed that she was just straddling Tommy Oliver. But it's also, like, she wants to go get that egg. So she runs to go get it. They do more fighting. She grabs the egg. And does she fight a Krusty, or am I imagining that?
A Krusty, I think, dives over the embankment toward her, and she ducks it, I think, is okay. What happens.
So, yeah. So then, and she, like, comes back pretty quick, like, here's the egg, Dr. Oliver, and hands it to him.
I thought, didn't she, like, throw it to him?
She does. She do a toss from, like, 400 miles away. Yeah.
It's the perfect spiral.
And he grabs, he's like, thanks. And then she's like, I want to do the Iggy Shuffle earlier, but I can do it now.
Because she throws it and then just runs up.
Yeah.
But she could have just brought it.
Could have just brought it. So she gets up there and then she's like, hey, you three, where'd you learn how to fight like that? And Connor's like, Karate Club. And then they all, like, put their heads down and leave real quick.
Yeah. And Principal Randall is like, do we have that?
And he's like, I'm still very new, so I don't know. It's very good. He should have glasses on more often and just be Dr. Oliver, which he is for most of this episode, and it's really nice.
Does he morph in this?
He does, but it's for no reason, and it's only for like a minute. Because Zeltrak shows up, and every time Zeltrak shows up, he's got to morph for and
oh,
do
yeah.
It.
Oh, God. Yeah, I can't wait to talk about that either.
And do a no-reason fight, yeah. So, we cut back to his lab. Ethan is scanning the egg, and he's like, there's no signs of life in here. And Tommy's like, that is weird, because this is absolutely one of the biozords that I made. This is the Dimetriazord?
Dimetrazord.
Dimetrazord. And they're like, what's that? And he's like, it's from a Dimetrodon. They're like, okay, one more again?
He's like, yeah, everybody knows a Dimetrodon.
I didn't. I didn't know what I thought this... Yeah, I know that now, but I didn't know what this was when they said it. But also, they did say Pachyosaurus wrong last time.
They said Cephalozord, so I don't know if they think that that's a cephalosaur. Maybe it is. I don't know. I know it is a Pachyosaur, which is short for like an absurdly long name.
Right. I don't know. I'm not a dinosaur doctor, so like...
I'm not, but I did take a dinosaur doctor class in community college, so I know a little bit. I did.
That sounds pretty cool.
I took a biogeology class. It was pretty neat. Nice. I got to cast a fossil. It was neat.
Nice. Like a real one?
No. Of like a plaster mold of a real one. It was a copy of a real one.
Someone already made a mold of the real one. That you made a mold of that. That's pretty cool, though. I didn't have any cool classes like that in college because I went to a film school, so we just learned about film stuff. So Tommy is like, "It's keep scanning. I'm gonna go look at my computer for a second." We cut back to the dig site. Principal Randall comes up, and she's like, oh, the things I do for this egg. And she goes and she gets the egg, which I thought she gave to Tommy. And then what? It's Elsa.
Oh, my God. Okay. Now I can finally ask, what was the plan here?
I don't know.
She had a fake egg, right? I managed to piece this together. But
she had a fake egg in the beginning.
They don't say that.
Well, she had it. So she had it when she said, I have a plan. She holds out the fake egg. And then that's the same egg that they switch out. So did she know that the egg was here?
Why didn't she just go get it? Why all the rigmarole? Just so you could do a cool football pass? Like, why did you do this?
Yeah, it's just to brag. She wanted to brag about her cool football skills. And I guess she wanted to swing dance with Tommy and grind all up on him, I think.
Also, as soon as Principal Randall showed up at the school, I was like, oh, that's Elsa. That's literally, so easy to tell. Like, she has the glasses on, and she doesn't have like the Elsa makeup, so her facial structure looks a little bit different.
A little bit.
But then she talked, and I was like, oh, 100%.
But like, here's the thing, is we haven't seen her in 7 episodes, and then you have her right after her. Like, it goes from Elsa to her. Like there's 40 seconds maybe between them, and I'm like, why this way? And why didn't we have Principal Randall show up a couple times before then, you know, in the last couple episodes to, like, be like, hey, I'm still Principal Randall. Like,
yeah,
to kind of, like, set the difference if you're just going to blow it like this, but...
I don't understand the egg plan. I paused it, and I was trying to figure out why, if you know where the egg is, making sure you get there with the Power Rangers so you can fake them out instead of just going to get them when no one is there is a better plan.
Because, like, wouldn't it... I mean, like, the answer is because the episode would be 9 minutes long instead of 17... Or instead of, like, 20 minutes long. Because this fight was pretty long. But it did give us
a pretty sweet dig site fight.
It was a cool dig site fight. We could have just done that. But, like, I understand the drama is not in, like, I went out and secretly got the egg before anyone noticed. And so now no one knows the egg is missing. But because then the rest of the episode would still go off as planned. Because they didn't need the egg one way or the other. The only thing the egg did is do something real stupid. like the fake egg.
Yeah, I also, I don't know how you feel about Elsa's acting, but in this episode, I was kind of done with it. At one point, it's later on, but Kira's like, I'm pretty over the evil laugh, and I'm like, I'm pretty over the evil acting. I don't think it's good.
Yeah.
I don't want to say she's as bad as Viper, but I don't think she's good.
I don't think she's as bad as Viper, because when she does talk, I do understand. I understand the syntax and the syllables she's saying.
There
right?
is a character and some acting behind her voice. Yeah.
And like her as Principal Randall, she's fine, right?
Yeah.
She's just like fine. And then Elsa's just like that turned up to 11, but in a way that
you
could have, like,
you could have stopped at 10. You don't need to go to 11. It's too much. And boy, does she act with her eyes a lot.
Oh, she does a lot of eyeball acting for sure. So anyway, we cut back to Tommy, who's like, I'm still getting a signal, like a heat signature from a dig site. Like, the egg is there? And they're like, the egg is here. We're looking at the egg. He's like, yeah, I'm just going to go look. You guys stay here. I'm going to go see if the egg is there. So he gets out and he goes to go to the dig site. Then we cut to Elsa, who is like, I will have my own Dinozord. And then she has like it looks like a pin. It looks like a big brooch that she is like zapping the egg with until it hatches into the Dimetrodon Zord, the Dimetrozord.
Yeah. Which is a cool Zord.
It is a cool Zord. I really like this Zord. This Zord has a lot of personality, and I like that. Also, it doesn't have this like layer of pink around it, but later that will pop off, and that's the same color as the brooch thing. So, like, I like the continuity there, but like, I don't, this seems like they could have done anything else, you know?
Yeah. The egg plot is really just baffling to me. We've had more convoluted, unnecessary plots than this, but
yeah, for sure. But like, this one is the latest one.
Yeah. This is the one we're talking about today. And I don't understand why it is.
So, like, we could have cut a lot of it out and had, like, I don't know, Trent do another thing in the episode, because Trent does not show back up.
You could still have the dig site fight when they, like, they could have, like, Haley could have been like, hey, I'm picking up a signature at the dig site. And then they just go there and they have the fight because they see Elsa. But I think they wanted to
do the reveal,
play up this Principal Randall reveal / romantic subplot.
At the end, it comes back to be like, maybe it's not fake. Like, maybe,
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't think it is. And I think there's a couple more points of evidence before the end of this episode that it's not fake.
So the Zord comes up and she's like, go destroy, go play. And then it goes to play. We cut to Tommy. He pulls up and he gets out of his car and he starts walking.
Hang on.
We gotta
talk about Jeep Tommy. I don't think you would have noticed this, but I noticed it right away. I feel like they use half a second of Sentai footage of someone else driving the Jeep from over the shoulder.
Do they?
I don't know if it's Sentai footage or if it's like a stunt driver, but like he drives the Jeep and he comes down like off the road onto like this dirt path. And that is clearly not Tommy driving. But then there's there's an over the shoulder shot, which is even more clearly not Tommy driving, because instead of his like really tight trim, like spiky hair, it's just like a mop top on this guy's head. And I'm like, is this just a stunt driver? And they were like, you have dark hair too. You go be Tommy and drive the Jeep. Or was this Sentai footage? Because you don't see the face, so you can't like really tell where it's from.
Huh. I was like, to go back and look at that.
why did they do that? Because then Tommy gets out of the Jeep and his hair is like 3 inches shorter.
I'm gonna have to go back and look at that because that sounds because they've done that before. Like they're like In Space was famous for it, of like, let's have Cassie dress up like she's seven because there's a shot of a girl in an elevator and we're gonna say that's Cassie, and it's like, yeah. Okay, but like it's usually like for a reason and not just like, well, we had a second of footage and we didn't have a second of footage where we should have had one. Actually, you know what, I have a second idea. I think it's because this episode might have been coming in real short, because every time they morph, they do the full morph.
Yeah.
Like, where they say they're dinosaur and everything. Like, they do the backflip, they get the helmet, then they say they're dinosaur and do a pose.
They do, but they only...
every single character individually.
They only say the first part of their dinosaur, and it really kind of drives me crazy.
It is weird. It is definitely, like, what... Finish your sentence.
Yeah,
what do you mean? Yeah,
because Kira was like, Terra! And I was like, okay. And then Ethan was like, Tricera! And I was like, that's weird. You can't just say that.
You can't just... And Connor's like, Tyranno! And I was like, that's, like, kind of something... More than Terra or Tricera, at least. But anyway, so he steps out and there's Zeltrax, and Zeltrax is like, we're going to talk about your destruction. And Tommy's like, I'm busy. He's like, no, we're going to do this now.
Zeltrax, when he walks up, he says, stay away from her.
No, he says that at the end.
Is it at the end? Okay. I thought that's how it started. And then Tommy was
he might have said it twice, honestly.
I mean, who knows?
Because... After they fight, and Tommy, like, he does the, like, Brachio ground attack where he does an earthquake at him and knocks him down, and he's like, just stay away from her. And I was like, are you giving him advice or a warning? I can't tell. I genuinely cannot tell. And Tommy's like, what do you mean? They need to tell me something about Zeltrax.
Yeah, we need to figure something out. I'm pretty sure he's got it for Elsa, and I don't think that's reciprocated. In any way?
Oh, definitely not.
But yeah, I'm sick of him being mysterious.
Yeah,
don't give me something.
It sucks. It's annoying. We cut back to the lab, and Ethan's like, this is nothing. There is no life inside this egg. And he's like, can I open this egg?
Let's just pop a top off it.
Let's just crack this baby out. Let's crack open a cold egg with the boys.
Hey,
and he opens it up.
Just crack an egg.
Just crack the egg, baby.
Hashtag non-spawn.
So there is on the screen... They see the Demetra Zord, and he's like, there's no Zord in here. And Connor's like, there is a Zord right there. And they're like, whatever, Connor, we're going to open the egg now. They don't – I think that would be a bigger deal, right? Connor would be like, that's a Zord that we don't know about. And then being like, yeah, you're right. But instead they're like, well, hold on. This egg is still here.
Yeah, hang on. I want to see which monster in my pocket I got in this egg.
So they crack open the wallet in the pocket, and it is – It's a little stupid Harry Potter hologram of Elsa being like, gotcha, suckers! And then flies away. And it's so stupid. And then this is when Kira's like, I'm over the evil laugh. And I'm like, I'm over Elsa, full stop.
Yeah,
like,
it's done. We're going to get like a new kind of thing for her to be doing. So maybe she'll be better, because I think we're going to get more Principal Randall out of it.
She's a main character, and now that we know she is also Principal Randall, like, she should show up as both more. Like, she's in the credits, you know?
Yeah, because the thing is, like, we saw the reveal, but I don't think they know.
They definitely don't know.
So there's that drama to play with.
The dramatic irony there.
Yes.
So we cut to... Before we cut away to the Zord, they see more of it attacking the city on screen, and Connor's like, it's attacking Little Tokyo. And I was like, yeah, that's a good cover for it attacking like a small pagoda or something like that. And them just being like, that's not Japan, don't worry about it. They're like, that's Little Tokyo here in Riverside. Let's go. So they go to get it. They do the full morph. They do their whole thing, and it's individually. It's not like the split screen where they all do it at once. It's literally like Connor and then Kira and then Ethan, and they do the whole thing. They say their half of their dinosaur names, and I'm like, you were running short on time. This episode came in like 3 minutes under time, and you needed to pad it out. And maybe that's why they just put the 1 second of Sentai footage of a guy driving a Jeep instead of Tommy, just to fluff it up a little bit. They go to fight the Dimetrodon, and their Zords are already there attacking it. They are not in their Zords. They are not piloting their Zords. Their Zords are doing this by themselves.
God, it's so weird. Because they came out of the Brachiosaur.
Yep, we did see that.
Which I am convinced is just Titanus repainted. I think it looks exactly the same. But the bottom part might be different, but the head and neck are like exactly the same.
The body is extremely different, but the head and neck, if they're not the same, they used the same mold. They had the mold laying around from when they did whatever Titanus is called in Zyuranger. And they're like, let's just make that head again. we might as well. There's also some cool stuff where they are fighting, where it's a mix of practical and CG. So like they'll like butt heads, like the Dimetrodon and the Triceratops like butt heads, and it's like a real Triceratops Zord head
not a real Triceratops.
No, they didn't have the budget to go to Jurassic Park and get one. But it's so they're and like then it'll cut to CG and like they go back and forth, and I'm like, I like that. I think that works really well. It also like looks a little goofy when it's just two plastic toys slamming their faces into each other, but I think I like it a lot. You know, we cut back to Zeltrax, and this is when he's like, "Yeah, stay away from her." Tommy's like, "Who?" And he does the earthquake on Zeltrax, and before Zeltrax hits the ground, he gets like teleported away. Like he clearly did not mean to. Like he got caught in an invisible portal. It looks like,
yeah,
which means that Mezogog can just like put him in places, like whatever he wants.
It's either that or he just teleported him.
Maybe. If he gets to choose where the invisible portals go, he should put one in Tommy's bedroom and kill him while he sleeps, right? Like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same thing. You don't send Squat to steal a doll. You send Squat to kill the Yellow Ranger while she's sleeping.
Yeah. If they wanted to win, they could win, is all I'm saying. Like, they know where they live. If you know where their house is, you can win if you want to win.
Yeah, they self-sabotage for sure.
So then they, I don't know if they keep fighting. Tommy like leaves and he just goes back to the lab and demorphs and does not participate in the rest of the episode.
Next time we see him, he's going to be at the computer.
And we go to Mezogog's lair, who's like, hey, keep your issues at home. You leave that at the door before you go out to fight Power Rangers.
Zeltrax like lands in there and he's like, I was just about to kill the Black Ranger. And Mezogog's and like, no, you were shut not. Up, idiot.
You were going to die from an earthquake if I didn't save you. And then he sits down on his big throne and he's like, anyway, the Dimetrodon has the Rangers on the ropes, so send a mutant to go help it, which is a solid plan. Like, they're losing. Help them out with that. Like, let's help them lose. I like Mezogog because he seems like he makes a lot of sense so far.
Still early in the season. I feel like we say this early on every time.
I know. We got done dirty with Lothar.
So we just
got to
be a little trepidatious about it.
Yeah. Not everybody can be rancic, you know?
But honestly, if I can be real for a second, Mezogog is a character I cannot see going in that direction.
Definitely not. I cannot see a single way to redeem this horrible monster who's like, I want to make the world prehistoric, and also I hate every single person for real.
Yeah, because early on he's like, I don't have a sense of humor, and I believe him, and I cannot picture that character making a joke.
Yeah, I can't wait until he's like, I made another funny. I don't think it'll happen. I think it's going to be, I am hopeful.
Was that a funny?
So they send another thing there before the mutant gets there. Dimetrozord just like beats up the regular Zords, like the Biozords. They like keep trying to hit it and they just run into its giant saw back because it looks dope. It's a big dinosaur with a big saw, like a buzz saw.
Awesome.
It looks radical. And he does this cool thing where he jumps and flips forward, and basically like standing sentons into you, but with his saw back, and it's rad. And then so he basically defeats them. And then the mutant shows up, and I don't know what he's supposed to be besides a big house.
He's just like a big tower, right?
He doesn't get a name, so I just called him Doogie Howser, and in my notes.
I saw a name in the credits, and I don't know if it's for him or not. It has to be, because the name was Scorpex.
He had a tail, but I don't know if it was a scorpion tail. So maybe, but then again, like, Pollinator was an octopus, so like,
right.
They don't give a shit about these monsters of the week at all, like even a little bit, which is fine, honestly, because I think the rest of the plot works well enough that it doesn't need a monster to drive it. So as long as they can do it like in this episode and like make it work without the monster being there, then I'm fine. But if they're like, the monster's there for most of the time and also it sucks and we don't name it, then that's when I get kind of mad at the at how they deal with them.
But anyway, so the Dimetrodon is about to kill them and the monster shows up and they don't fight the Dimetrodon anymore.
No, then they just put a Megazord in and they're fine. Like, they just, like, get them together, boys. And then it's fine. And so now they're the Megazord, and they start attacking it, and none of their attacks work because these Doogie Howser's made of iron. He's, like, a big tower, and he's, like... And we come back to Tommy, who's at the lab, just, like, sitting in his chair. Like, his armor's too powerful. We're going to need, like, a really sharp sword or, like, a buzzsaw to get through it. Or
So Tommy calls Tajiri and is like, hey,
you want to go kick a building?
Just kick Tajiri's a building, like, in the head?
Look, if anyone could do it, I believe in Tajiri. Tajiri rules. So he's like, yeah, I got a plan. Let me figure. Oh, wait, the Dimetrozord. Like, that's what we need. Get the Dimetrozord. And they're like, cool. And Connor's like, hey, that guy hates us right now. So do you have, like, a plan to, like, make it so we can use him at all? And Tommy's like, give me a second. I'll think about it. And then they go back to fighting. And now the Dimetrodon shows up alongside of Doogie Howser. So they got to deal with that, too. We cut to Elsa for, like, a second, like, commanding it to attack. And we cut to Tommy looking at his Morpher and be like, concentrate. Concentrate, Morpher.
And look, I know what is gonna happen. Like, I know what he's about to do.
Right.
But what?
Yeah. 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 No, yeah. So here's the thing. Is we come back to Tommy. He's like, all right, come on, Morpher. And like, while he's doing this, while he's like squinting at his Morpher and like hoping for the best, the Power Rangers are getting literally stomped on by Doogie Howser. Just like literally, like, they're on the ground, they're getting their nuts stomped in by this giant tower monster. And then he, like, the Dimetrodon's head pops over where the Brachiosaur is, and he hits a button, and then that breaks the control.
So he is looking at his Morpher, and he's like concentrating on it.
He's like, be a new dinosaur. Be a new dinosaur.
And so he secrets that into the universe. And his Morpher changes to the Dimetrodon, which like allows him to control it, I guess.
Yeah.
But what?
But why?
How can he do that? He just thinks about it really hard until it happens?
I don't know. Because then he's just like, yeah, it worked. And I was like, yeah, I'm also surprised about that, Tommy. Like, because you just looked at it.
Yeah,
like,
I also want to point out that Haley is not in this episode at all.
No.
But she made, like, the Cephalomorpher.
He's like, I need the thing. And she's like, I'm sending it to you now. So do they just, like, exist in the world? Like, when the Zord is born, does the little faceplate for your Morpher also come to life? You just need to think hard enough to get it. Like,
I hate this. I don't know why his Morpher has to change into whatever Zord they're gonna swap out on the Megazord.
I feel like it would be cool if it, like,
it would be really cool if they were all different Rangers.
Yeah, or even if Connor used it, right? Because it, like, replaces
they're all blue so far.
They are all blue so far, but like, It would be cool if they did something other than now you can control the Zord for some reason.
This feels the same as Wild Force, except only the one arm switches out.
Yeah.
But they're like,
well,
accumulating.
No, because this time it's the other arm. It's Connor. It's the drill arm goes in instead of the Tricera arm.
So they've got two blue arms? Why are they all blue?
Two blue arms. Because dinosaurs is blue, Josh. We don't know. We've never seen one in real life.
Well, I'm saying some dinosaurs could be red or yellow.
Who knows?
Or maybe, I don't know, maybe a black one. So Tommy can do something in a sword fight besides cheer from the sideline.
All Tommy has done, I will point out, all Tommy has done as a Power Ranger is morph, fight Zeltrax, and then last time he killed the giant monster by himself with his stick. And that kind of sucked. So, like, if you're not gonna do it, if you're just gonna have him show up, why not just keep him as Dr. O for like 12 episodes?
Also, why do you both know? Why do both the Red and Black Rangers fight with sticks?
I don't like that. I mean, well, to be fair, the Brachio staff is definitely a sword, but they call it a staff.
Okay,
because it flips upside down.
The Brachiosaur is like, you know, it's a long neck, so it makes sense for the, like, a staff weapon kind of thematically.
Yeah.
I do like a staff weapon, and I like what Connor did with it in the first fight, but I don't know why that's the T-Rex weapon.
It's not only weird as a T-Rex weapon, it's weird as a Red Ranger weapon, right?
They're usually swords, yeah.
It's usually a sword or, like, a gun or some, or, like, Cole had just a big fist that he had a line that he put on his hand and punched you with, and that made sense. But a staff is like a thinking man's weapon, and it just is a little weird.
Is Connor a thinking man? You don't think so?
No, I love him. I like him more every episode, TBQH.
That's true. I agree with that. I think he gets better every time, whereas Ethan kind of goes the opposite direction.
They are trading off the amount. Like, it's like there's a finite amount of how much I can like the boy Power Rangers this time. And they're like, well, we can only... Ethan's like, I'm just going to keep giving it to Connor, I guess, because I'm going to be a big gamer. Hashtag gamer.
BGE.
Anyway, they get to it. The Dimetrodon turns into an arm with a saw at the end of it, and they just cut him into pieces. They cut his swords, then they cut him in half, and they cut him in half again, and then Doogie Howser dies.
Right.
And so that's what's going on with him. And then we cut to Tommy in his lab jumping up and doing a touchdown dance.
a lot of football in this episode.
I know we joked about the Iggy Shuffle earlier, but then Tommy just gets up and does one. And it's weird.
And also, like, he's voicing over the audio.
Of him being like, woo, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's dubbed in. It's not coming out of his mouth.
No. It's like they were like, let's do a fun callback to when he was the White Ranger who was actually a child in the Sentai and he was jumping around all goofy. What if we did that? And then they did it, but he's not even morphed. It's just a little weird.
Yeah.
So let's see. What happens? Oh, we cut back to Mezagog, who's like, well, you both failed me, so what am I gonna do about this? And Zeltar's like, punish me, I failed way worse. And Elsa's like, yeah, he did. You should punish him. I kind of love that she just sells him out right away. Because I think it's what you were talking about earlier. Like, he has some feelings for her.
Yeah.
Which she does not have back.
Not at all.
Like, even a little.
And I don't know. It's weird. It's like Zeltrax saw this in the future and got mad about Tommy. Mad at Tommy about it in the past.
Right.
So I don't know what Mezagog says to Zeltrax. Probably like, I will kill you somehow later.
He gets distracted by Elsa because she's like, I failed way less bad. And also, I got onto his good side as Principal Randall. So, like, I don't think you need to punish me at all. And he's like, I don't fucking ask you, Elsa, actually. He's like right up in her face. Yeah. He's like, yeah, you're right, actually, sir. You did not ask me.
So then he tells Elsa, continue courting Tommy Oliver.
I want you to fuck Tommy Oliver, is what he says.
And so here's a bit of evidence in that she doth protest too much.
She's like, yeah, he's a good.
She's like, no,
I'm a garbage pail kid, and that's gross to me.
I don't want to flirt with him because he's cute. Wait, I mean, no, he's too good of a person.
And that's gross. I hate it. And Mezagog's like, whatever.
And walks away. And Zeltrax is right next to her like, I am going to stab him in the neck with my big
sword.
Next
time I see him, I'm just going to stomp on his nuts until he dies. And then we come back to class. I guess it's homeroom. Cassidy has a special report. We're finally getting to see their setup. I really actually like the, like, journalism news report room. It's just a little seat in front of a green screen. She doesn't have a co-anchor or anything. Devin's got his own little booth for all the tech stuff, and I really like the way it looks. But that's just me being a media dork going way back. And she's like, turns out we have a real life Cassidy Cornell reporting for the Reefside Report or whatever. And we have a real life superhero working for us. And Tommy like looks up.
The Rangers all like look at each other too, like, oh no.
They're like, oh, beans, did Cassidy figure us out already? And she's like, Principal Randall, she kicked some major ass when we all got attacked by those nasty things. And I love that she didn't say Tyrannodrones, because how would she know that name? And she doesn't call them that, and I was so thankful. And so she's like, yeah, play the footage. And Devin hits play. I remember earlier when the lens cap was on. Well, what happens when he hits play is that it's just a repeating shot of the flower, of her picking up the flower for like 2 seconds. It had nothing to do with the lens cap. He just had the wrong tape, it seems like.
Yeah, he put in his time-lapse footage instead.
Except it wasn't a time-lapse footage. It was a boomerang from Instagram of her picking up his flower and destroying it.
Do they still have those?
They do. I hate that. No, not as many people use them anymore, which is good, because there is just, whenever I see a boomerang, I'm like, I hate you. I hate you for doing this now. I don't know why. I just can't stand them in my bones. I don't know what it is. Anyway, so she's like, well, so we are having some technical difficulties. Everybody laughs. The bell rings. They leave. Tommy catches up to Principal Randall in the hall, who's like, in like a sexy principal outfit. Like, she's like if this were Halloween, if she went to Party City, she could buy this under the sexy principal section, you know?
Yeah, it's just a Halloween principal outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And so he goes up to her and he's like, hey, glad you're okay. And she like looks at him, and then there's like a flashback to like them grinding and swing dancing. And she's like, go to class, Tommy.
Yeah, it's weird. They just stare into each other's eye, and it's definitely a Dreamweaver moment.
It's like, ooh. Yeah. Like,
because he runs over and is like, are you okay? And she turns and is like, you were worried about me?
Dreamweaver. And then
she shoos him away.
The Rangers like pop their head around the corner, and she's like, the bell just rang. Your next class won't teach itself, Mr. Oliver, or Dr. Oliver. And then she like leaves, and he's like staring at her as she walks away. And then he's like, no, I mean, yeah, I mean, no. And the Rangers come up and they're like, ooh. And someone says, like, I think you'd be a cute couple. He's like, stop it right now. Please.
Yeah, he's like, do not start with me, Connor. I think it was Connor.
I think so. And he's like, get to class. And Connor's like, we were hoping you could write us a note so we could skip whatever next class is. He's like, dream on.
And then they all leave the building.
And they like walk outside with the kids being like, Dr. O, we ship you and the principal. And that's the end of the episode. Josh, I started.
Yeah.
What's the best?
Oh, it's... Man. It's the Dimetrodon Zord. That's the best.
I would say that if you didn't, and since you did not, you did say that, I'm going to say it's the dig site fight. I thought it was really fun.
Oh, that was really good, too. It was a good,
even,
solid
even
choice.
All the weird, like, kind of slapstick, like, 40s screwball comedy fight stuff with Principal Randall and Tommy, I thought that was really fun, too.
Yeah.
Like, him using her as a swing dance weapon was pretty fun.
Yeah, I miss cool location fights.
Yeah.
It's another, like, season one callback where they would fight on like playgrounds or at circus fairs or whatever all the time.
Yeah. I mean, they did it a lot last season. So I think it's just like a thing that they're like, hey, that was cool. Why did we stop that? And they're like, I don't know, budgets. And like, well, let's.
you don't just want to put them in a warehouse again? No. All right. Well, I guess we'll have a dig site, which is multiple levels with a lot of obstacles for them to do tricks on.
Yeah, that could be fun. Cool. And they do that. So that's my best. What's the worst?
Okay, the two I'm bouncing back and forth are similar. There's either the entire egg plot or the message in the egg. I'm not sure which is the worst.
Well, I'll take whichever one you don't want, because mine was either the thing in the egg, which it might be the stupidest thing I've seen in Power Rangers in quite some time. Certainly since at least Sing Song. But I also want to worst them. Like, the way they revealed Principal Randall, the actual, like, shot of her turning back into Elsa was fine, and it made sense, right? Because you could see, like, her. But, like, why not show her for 7 episodes to, like, keep the mystery, and then, like, immediately show her after Elsa, and so I could be like, that's the same face.
Yeah.
She has makeup on in one and slightly different makeup in another. But it's the same face. Oh, and the voice is the same. So
she had glasses on. So how can you tell?
I mean, look, it works for Tommy. So, because when Tommy wears glasses, I'm like, maybe he is just Dr. O. He's not going to do any dumb Power Ranger stuff.
He has like small, thin glasses on. She has big, like Clark Kent glasses on.
Yeah. I still think his glasses change his energy entirely. And I really like it, though.
But hers do change her face a little bit because they magnify her eyes, which freaks me out at first.
Glasses just do that.
I'm gonna give it to the message in the egg. That's okay. That was stupid. It sucked.
I'm gonna give it to how they handled the reveal that Elsa and Randall are the same person. I don't know. Like, you could have done better. I feel like I believe in you, Dino Thunder. Who's the MVP?
I don't know. Is it Tommy or? Because I don't think any of the other Rangers really do anything.
No. So I
don't want to give it to Elsa because I don't think I'm ever going to do that.
No, because her egg plan was also stupid. Like, she shouldn't get any points for that. I'm going to give it to Connor for a couple reasons. Because in an episode where pretty much everybody was at like the same level, even Tommy, who did more, was still like, they all did the same amount in the episode.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give it to Connor for number one, shutting the laptop off. That was funny. And number two, his like karate club delivery was very funny.
That's true.
So that's the only, that's like it. Cause like other than that, like I would give it to like maybe Principal Randall, not Elsa. Randall.
Yes. That would be acceptable.
For her, like her side of the plan being like seduce Tommy Oliver, like working kind of. So I guess
she did throw a mean pass.
She did. She also does have a perfect spiral.
She didn't need to, but she did.
yeah, it was unnecessary.
That's the important part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm going to give it to Connor. I'm just going to say Connor.
I don't want to give it to Connor.
Okay, fair.
Screw that guy. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Give it to somebody else,
like
coward. Just do it.
I'm going to give it to Principal Randall. I did it. There you go.
Okay, there you go. Now we got to rank the episode.
I don't think it's the worst one, but I think it is under the clip show.
If it is under the clip show, it is right under the clip show because it is not worse than Back in Black, I don't think. I would put it right above the clip show, but I don't know. I don't feel like it is particularly better or worse than an episode that only had 3 minutes of new Power Ranger stuff and then the rest of the time gaslighted us about what happened in Power Rangers.
What happened in Back in Black that it's so low?
And we just, I don't know, we just didn't like that it happened so early.
That could be.
I haven't finished editing the episode so far, but like...
Yeah, I mean, I do feel like the episode itself was lackluster. The only thing I can remember is Elsa asking if he was too old.
And she's like, Tommy. He's like, what? But yeah, other than him just getting back the powers in a weird way, and then there's also the whole thing with, like, the Brachiosaur was sleeping, I guess, and now it woke up, so here it is. Like,
oh, yeah, there was a lot of Haley was just like, I just have this. Here you go. Here's the Brachiosaur. Oh, hey, I got a Cephalozord for you.
I think the reason it's so low is because it is it's an unnecessary episode that, like, just kind of sucks. Like, it doesn't, like, the episode itself doesn't suck, but, like, the stuff that happens in it sucks for Power Rangers right now.
All right. I think you have convinced me to put it just above Legacy of Power.
Okay.
Because at least it's not gaslighting me. You're right.
Yeah. Because at least they didn't not talk about Tanya and hope you thought that Aisha stayed on for the whole time, which is just so bad for so many reasons. So coming in at number 5, Beneath the Surface. All right. That's going to do it for us for today. Josh, do you still have the thing pulled up? What's next episode called?
Ocean Alert. There's an ocean coming and the Rangers got to stop it.
Okay.
That's not a thing. What a weird name. It's not a play on anything.
It's like tornado warning, but...
but it's an ocean alert.
It's an ocean alert. It's just like, you know, the signs is like, no lifeguard on duty. There's an ocean right here. Be careful. It's just that.
Maybe we'll get a plesiosaur out of it. That would be pretty cool.
Anyway, we'll find that out on Friday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
I found the sweet spot on this one today.
All right, now don't you or the microphone ever move again.
No, I'm going to keep it here. I'm going to attach it to my body so it's always this far away. You got to get the date.
Might I even come?
It's habit at this point.
I got off the couch for this.